game-winning shot, or delivering top-tier care, UW-Madison and UW-Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW-Health. Remarkable.
Whether you're cheering for the Badgers or caring for your land, we know you're all in all season long. And Case IH compact and utility tractors are all in too. Mowing, digging, hauling. Our equipment, designed to meet the needs of America's farm fields, makes caring for your home field easier. Your Case IH dealer can show you how our equipment can make this season a winning one. Case IH, built by farmers.
Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese are produced with four generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms providing high-quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, it's time for Badger football.
Stretch to the 20, 10, 5, touchdown Wisconsin. Stretch Kekahuna.
Not just what we do or how we do it. Remember, it's who you do it with. We're family, baby.
And down he goes. Cheeks gets to the quarterback.
You got
to
come out here. You got to compete. You got to make each other better.
Throws left side for Branch. Yeah. It is picked off by Preston Zachman.
Remember our goal. It's right around the corner.
As the Badgers deliver the knockout punch here in the fourth quarter.
Today's game is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors. Learn more at join139.com. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now with the call of the game, here's Mark Tauscher and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good evening from Watson Stadium in Eugene, Oregon, alongside Mark Tauscher, Patrick Herr, Mike Keller, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson. Back in our network studio, this is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin football. This difficult schedule stays just that and then some this evening for Luke Fickell's Wisconsin Badgers as they take on the sixth-ranked Oregon Ducks. Dan Lanning's team 6-1 overall, 3-1 in Big Ten play. The blemish was here in Eugene 2 weeks ago against the second-ranked Indiana Hoosiers. Up until then, the Ducks had reeled off 18 straight on the home field, and they have been a dominant team here in recent years at Autzen Stadium. And as for the Badgers, give it their best shot. It's a depleted roster, a lot of injuries. But they want to give it a whirl here tonight against one of the best teams in all of college football. And before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Off and on rain throughout the day, and well, yesterday for that matter. At the moment, it looks like it has backed off, but still windy, and we're expecting rain throughout the course of the game. Hopefully that forecast, actually, I was going to say hopefully the forecast is wrong, but Tauscher, Mark Tauscher, you hope the forecast is right. They need to muck this up a little bit here tonight, don't they, with the weather?
I do think so. Anytime you're a heavy underdog and you're dealing with injuries, I think that anytime there's sloppy weather, you're more likely to create turnovers. And, you know, who knows? I mean, Oregon, obviously, with their health and where they're at, they're in a much better space than the Wisconsin Badgers. But I would think, you know, as a Badger fan tonight, let's make this thing as windy, as rainy, as mucky as we possibly can, because that gives you an opportunity, maybe all of that crisp efficiency that maybe Oregon would normally have. They're off a little bit. You create a little something, and next thing you know, Wisconsin starts getting some of that. You're going to have to help me with my Grateful Dead references tonight. A little of that positive mojo. Is there anything?
That works. Well, Patrick Kerb is our resident expert.
Good.
That was big time. By the way, Tosh mentioning all that, it's part of our Construction Business Group Keys to the Game. Wisconsin operating engineers, build your career. Join 139.com. See if you can get yourself in the plus category in that turnover margin here tonight, right?
Yeah, that's been something. And I know all offseason, you know, this whole tackle for loss and sacks, and that's where you really start creating things is by getting in the backfield and being disruptive. And I really felt like early in the year that goal, that was something that I think Wisconsin was really able to do some good things. Mason Rieger, I think, has done some really good things in that regard, but just not enough of it. And tonight, I think if you're looking to pull off a major upset like this, your special teams and your defense better make sure that they're constantly going for those big plays. And then obviously on the offensive side of the ball, you have to be uber protective. You cannot give any short fields or any advantages to this Oregon Duck team.
With the weather being rainy, the seats aren't quite all occupied, but I'm thinking they will be as the fans continue to make their way into Autzen Stadium. This can be one of the louder venues. This is Wisconsin football's first trip here since 2001. There was all the hype, but Joey Harrington ended up scoring what proved to be the game-winning touchdown. It was pretty loud then, given the hype going into that season. And since then, they've made some renovations here at Autzen Stadium. Still not a real big stadium, but is a loud one and has been a great home field. And the Ducks are about to make their way onto the playing surface as the Badgers emerge from their tunnel to our right. We've talked a lot about the weather conditions here and maybe a little bit of the noise factor as well. Let's get you a feel for what it is like down on the playing surface as we check in with our sideline reporter, Patrick Hurd.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I think it's going to be a case where you're going to have to keep checking in all game long, because I think we're going to see inconsistent conditions. About an hour pregame, it was terrible. And then the sun would come out. Right now, it's not so bad. The temperature is nice. There's no precipitation. The thing that would be most impactful right now is the wind. And again, I think it's swirling where it's going to be inconsistent. But as we were watching Nathaniel Vaco's kick in pregame, anything 50 yards and over might be out of range on a day like today because of the wind and how it's going to impact. But here come the Ducks with their mascot on a Harley-Davidson motorcycle revving out. But this is an interesting atmosphere. I agree that I think the weather is going to impact the crowd some. The other thing that's noteworthy here are the accommodations for the visitors. And I find it somewhat interesting to see how those are across the league. This has got to be one of the worst. And they have a lot of money here. They have beautiful facilities. They do not spend it on the visiting locker room. It looks like a high school locker room at best. Coach Fickell's locker is literally in the bathroom next to some toilets, and the media room for the visitors is a tent that felt like it was going to blow over in pregame. So all that's to say, they don't want you to feel comfortable in their stadium. But I think the wind, the rain, and the conditions are things that Wisconsin hopes Oregon can't get comfortable.
I feel kind of guilty because the accommodations for visiting radio aren't all that bad, are they?
This legit might be the nicest we've had.
It's I know.
We have our own suite. We got big lounge chairs. Media starts with me. Hey, the locker rooms here for the players might stink. We're set up beautifully.
Yeah, the only thing missing here is the bar. And I don't know. We know some people. We might be able to fix that. So both teams are on the field. The captains will be meeting for the coin toss. And for Wisconsin, that is Darrell Peterson, along with Aaron Witt, Benny Anthony, and Tretch Kekahuna. Those are the Badger captains here as Jason Nickleby is the referee. And we'll try to eavesdrop here as the captains meet for the official toss of the coin. And they're not going to let us sneak in. So no shenanigans for the second week in a row. By the way, both teams came out of their tunnels without any.
Listen, we're going to be looking for positives, a lot of positives, and yeah, no flags, nothing. We'll see how it goes. There's the toss.
And it looks like Oregon has won the toss. At least I think so. We're just guessing because we don't get to hear the guy. It's going to be that kind of a night, ladies and gentlemen. And it looks like, well, let's let him.
Oregon won the toss. Improved their choice in the second half. Wisconsin will receive at this end of the stadium. Good luck, men.
Which this in for us means to our left. So the Badgers will go left to right here in the first quarter of play. Badgers in the white jerseys and the Cardinal trim. And it's the green and black, a little tie-dye look in honor of the Grateful Dead theme with the tie-dye numbers and the black unis for the Oregon Ducks. It's year number 4 for Dan Lanning. 41-7 is his record. They are the reigning Big Ten champs, so they got blitzed by Ohio State in the quarterfinal round of last year's college football playoff, otherwise known as the Rose Bowl.
Remember when that was like a standalone?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that also, I think, led to the reseeding of how the college football playoff goes, because obviously Oregon had a heck of a regular season and then had a very difficult matchup in their battle. So Oregon has really immersed itself in the Big Ten in a nice way. They have, you know, revolutionized the whole uniform game. They have a great stadium. They have great boosters. But other than that, I don't have much else to say about Oregon.
It stops there. So for the first time since 2001, we have a Badger football game against the Oregon Ducks out here in Eugene. Badgers pushed Oregon to the limit last November at Camp Randall Stadium. The Ducks got out of town a 16-13 win. And both teams, as they get ready to have at it tonight, both teams will have a bye next week. The Badgers will return to Camp Randall in 2 weeks to play the Washington Huskies as we are about ready to roll. Atticus Sappington will handle the kickoff duties as Vinny Anthony and Cade Iacomelli will await the kick. And now the sun starts to pop out, at least for the moment. As we've been mentioning, we've been getting a little bit of everything in terms of the weather throughout the course of the day. So here we go, crowd filing in, and it's loud. They're still coming in. Looks like they're going to pack the joint once again at Autzen Stadium, and why not? This Oregon program is rolling. Even with the loss 2 weeks ago, still considered to be a very serious contender on the national stage as Sappington tries an onside kick to begin the game. It's loose inside the 45, and the Ducks are going to cover it up, I think. No signal yet as a surprise onside kick to begin the game. And everybody but the officials are signaling here. There's a big-time wrestling match going on inside the 45 of Wisconsin, and Oregon comes up with it. Well, with the Ducks, you expect anything, and it looked like it was Justice Lowe coming out of there, perhaps, for Oregon, as the Ducks recover an onside kick, and we're underway in Eugene.
Well, that obviously is not ideal, and nobody is really expecting it. You know, the ball just kind of took a ricochet, looked like off of Jackson Aker, and then a couple of different opportunities, and once you get into that scrum situation, looked like Oregon had one man down on the bottom. Wisconsin had three or four guys. A little surprise onside kick, and Dan Lanning trying to get this crowd into it right away with that onside kick, and it worked.
All right, the Badgers will have a couple of freshmen at the linebacking spots with Cooper Catalano and Mason Posa. For the 42 of Wisconsin, first and 10, Gary Bryant, one of the receivers to the left, will rotate into the backfield, loops back to the left. The handoff, Noah Whittington, the running back, spins off a couple of defenders inside the 40, down to the 36-yard line of Wisconsin. On the first play from scrimmage, up off the pile for the Badgers is the linebacker Catalano, and that's a gain of 6 yards, second down and 4 for Oregon.
Darrell Peterson did a really good job of beating his man off of the snap, but he unfortunately couldn't quite get Whittington to the ground. And then when Whittington got to that second level, spun out of it, picked up a couple extra yards.
Two receivers tight to the left. Bryant, one of them, will motion to the right on second down. Play fake. Moore back to throw. Screen to the left, and it's dropped by Kenyon Sadiq. Coming over there to make sure it was Ben Barton. Sadiq, a very talented tight end, and he just flat dropped it. And it's third and 4 Oregon at the Wisconsin 36-yard line.
Nice job by Ben Barton of reading that thing out. Wisconsin actually dialed up a little bit of pressure, so that's what you're looking for when you're calling a screen pass, trying to get the ball into one of their playmakers' hands in their tight end. Fortunately, not able to connect.
Torian Moore wide to the right. Gary Bryant slot right. Two receivers, two tight ends out tight left. Sadiq now in motion. Left to right, shotgun snap, Moore hands off Whittington, left side, and he gets wrapped up at the 35-yard line. That was Mason Posa racing over there to make the play, the freshman out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. So it's fourth down and 3 from the Wisconsin 35. Oregon loves to go for it so far this season, 12 of 17 on fourth down.
And they're going to go for it here. It's a fourth and looks like 3. Really good job of Posa not allowing him to get blocked by that left guard. They pulled him around. If he's able to do that, they pick up the first down. Nice job by Posa.
Two receivers right, two receivers left. Sadiq tight end, slot to the left. Whittington is the running back. Moore back to throw. Four-man Wisconsin rush. Pockets tight. Down he goes. Mason Reiger drills the quarterback outside the 40-yard line. And how about that for a bounce back after Oregon recovers an onside kick to begin the game? The Badgers get nasty defensively, and Oregon turns it over on downs.
Oh, great job by Reiger to get him down, but Suggs does a fantastic job of pushing the pocket. He is all over the right guard, shoves him right into the lap of the quarterback. Coverage was good, and this is what you're looking for. You need that spark. Your special teams makes a faux pas. The defense gets put in a really tight spot. They find a way to get it off, get off the field, and now you set your offense up at around the 44, 45-yard line.
Badgers at their 44, going left to right. First and 10 as Kretsch Kekahuna motions right to left. Two receivers outside of the formation. Shotgun snap, Hunter Simmons looking, fires it right side. It's incomplete. A little low, trying to gather it was Cade Iacomelli. Couldn't do it at the 45 of the near side. Second and 10 for the Badgers at their own 44.
Trying to just get some positive yards. Obviously, Oregon's probably thinking they're going to run the football. Should be an easy pitch and catch. Not going to get a ton there, but you want to get that 3 or 4 yards, get it to second and 6 or 7, and unfortunately, unable to connect, and we're set at second and 10.
Simmons comes in completing 56% of his throws so far. This is his fourth start, pistol formation. Snap to him, handoff Iacomelli up the middle, which is the right hash marks across the 45 up to the 46-yard line. Short gain there, up off the pile is Amari Washington on the defensive line. And it'll be a third down and 8 for the Badgers at their own 46-yard line.
Not a ton of movement there. That was kind of got beat right in between our left guard and center. Too much penetration that allowed him to get in the backfield. And now 3rd and 8 coming up, which is not where you want to be to start with this crowd noise. New center, but let's see if we can connect.
Oregon defensively only gives it up about 30% of the time on 3rd down. And here's the snap to Simmons. A little pressure coming. A throw over the middle, and it's tipped up incomplete. Wanted Kekahuna as the pressure was on Hunter Simmons. So 3 and out for the Badgers. They'll be punting at their own 46-yard line.
God, just frustrating up here because it was set up really well. You had the screen. You had Brunner out in front with a little kick out. You had opportunity there to pick up that first down. And unfortunately, a little too much of this we've seen from Hunter so far on those throws. Fires them in there a little too hard. That one sailed, and now we're punting.
Sean West, who averaged 56 yards per punt on there for the Badgers. Gary Bryant deep for Oregon. Snap clean, pressure light, kick is away. Signaling for the fair catch is Gary Bryant Jr., and he'll gather at the 17-yard line in Oregon territory. We'll have our first timeout here of the night after that 38-yard punt in a swirling wind. See how Alliant Energy is building a strong, resilient energy future today and for generations to come. Learn more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond. And drive on, Wisconsin. Check out another winning lineup at BadgerlandChevy.com or visit your local Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Badger football. 12:44 left of the first quarter. The Ducks and the Badgers, no score. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Folks, the clock is ticking. Are you ready to get in the game? While your neighbors are stuck on the bench with a leaky shed, Cleary Building Corp is out here throwing down monster dunks in custom buildings. Whether you need a sports facility, storage for all your gear, or just a winning space to hang out, Cleary's dream team designs and builds it like the pros they are. Get in the game with Cleary Building Corp. Call today, and let's build a winner.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter.
The defense pumps through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric, Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. And visit exploreminnesota.com to learn about fall festivals, award-winning dining, tax-free shopping, and outdoor activities. Your Star of the North adventure awaits. 12:44 left first quarter. No score. Oregon takes over from its own 16-yard line.
I don't think, obviously, that had disaster written all over it, that Oregon lets everybody know they're coming for blood with the surprise onside kick. They get it, but the defense bows up, makes a couple plays. Field position battle back now in Wisconsin's favor.
Ducks go right to left as we view it. Three receivers to the right. Dante Moore, the quarterback, takes a snap. Penalty markers flies. The handoff goes to Whittington, and he gets smacked by Cooper Catalano at the 18-yard line. Badgers getting into the zone, neutral zone there, Tom.
Yeah, Darryl Peterson lined up offside. He lined up there, and I was hoping he'd move back, but
17 lined up in the neutral zone. 5-yard penalty, first down.
And those are the kind of errors you can't have. Obviously, you know, you want to be aggressive. You want to get up and push that edge, but he was lined up over the other side of the football. I was kind of hoping, watching, looked like he was trying. The ref was trying to give him a little nudge, but that was not the case. And now Oregon set up nicely here, first and five.
From the 21-yard line, Oregon territory, you got Ben Barton, Brandon Lane up front, shotgun snap, Moore throws right side, caught across the 25-yard line. And again, it's Cooper Catalano wrapping up on Gary Bryant Jr., a yard shy of the sticks, second down and one for the Ducks at their own 25. So one thing we've talked about, these freshman linebackers, Catalano and Poser, they show a lot of promise. Here's the handoff to Whittington. He'll get the first down and run smack into Mason Poser at the 27. Whittington felt that a little bit. First down for Oregon.
Darryl Peterson came flying off the edge, and Poser was able to take on. Poser really kind of showing up early in this game, flying downhill. That was a first down, but he made him pay to get it.
27-yard line, Oregon territory, first and 10. Malik Benson slot to the right side. Gary Bryant breaks out wide to the right. Moore back to throw, steps up under some pressure, spins to his left, drops it off across the 30-yard line, and slammed out of bounds by Mason Poser. Was Jordan Davison, the freshman running back, and a big dude at that, better than 230 pounds. Poser just discards him out of bounds at the 32-yard line. Gain of five, Oregon in its own territory, second down and five.
I'll tell you, Wisconsin doing a little line slanting. They're moving. They're not just running straight ahead. And Lane did a really nice job of getting push. And you just want to get around, make it muddy for a quarterback to not be able to see, make him hold the ball maybe a little bit. Wisconsin, a nice job so far on that.
Or if Bryant out to the right. You got three receivers stacked to the left. Empty backfield, second and five. Oregon from its own 32-yard line. Snap to Moore. Quick shot. Davison catching across the 30 and getting in there and making the play was Mason Poser. Diving for the ankles and is able to spill the ball carrier at the 33-yard line. Make it third down and four for the Ducks.
Yeah, quick little trying to get like a little wide receiver bubble screen, and it was actually blocked up really well out on the edge. But that name, I mean, it is, we have heard it a bunch. Mason Poser. Just got enough of the ankles. Get him down and set up a third and four.
The 33-yard line, Oregon territory. Three receivers to the right. Jordan Davison, the running back, will motion into the backfield. Amari Johnson, a tight end, out to the left. High snap, pulled down by Moore. Backside pressure from Cheeks, who gets to Moore. Penalty marker flies. Sebastian Cheeks getting to Dante Moore inside the 25-yard line. The way Matt Young's bouncing around, maybe this goes against Oregon. Here comes the call.
Personal foul, face mask, offense, number 76. That penalty's declined. Fourth down.
Yeah, my fear was it was going to be on Cheeks.
Yeah, I thought it was maybe the way it looked because he threw the flag as the sack was happening. Just an awesome job right there by Cheeks of getting around World, their left tackle, and actually getting a face mask on and still able to get through to make the sack. So two sacks already. We wanted pressures. We wanted TFLs. Get disruptive in the backfield. And so far, Wisconsin has found a way to do that.
Oregon came into the game allowing seven sacks all year, six against Indiana. Cal said they have two already. The Badgers do. And here's the punt for Oregon. And he'll steer this away. It'll hit inside the 40 of Wisconsin. Oh. Badger was blocked into him. And Oregon scoops it up. Let's see what we have here as this went They're going to claim it went off a Badger, but he got blocked into him, so it will be Wisconsin ball. So nothing easy here for the Badgers.
I think they were fortunate. It was like an old game of croquet. I think it went through the wickets. He was being blocked into it, but I think it went through, fortunately, as that thing took a funky hop.
Illegally touched at the 39-yard line. First down and 10, Wisconsin.
So the Badgers will take over at the 39-yard line, and we will have a media. So Jaden Ballard, the deep man, but it went right through the legs, it looked like, of Cairo Skanes. So we'll take a break. Badger fans, you're dedicated to your team, and at Case IH, we're dedicated to designing every tractor, every tool, every piece of equipment with your land management goals in mind. What are you waiting for? Visit your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers, where your home field and huge success awaits. From the Rail Transport broadcast booth, 9:48 left of the first quarter. Wisconsin nothing, Oregon nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
For the ultimate sports betting experience, get in the game at Potawatomi Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on-site.
Whether you're cheering for the Badgers or caring for your land, we know you're all in all season long. And Case IH compact and utility tractors are all in too. Mowing, digging, hauling. Our equipment, designed to meet the needs of America's farm fields, makes caring for your home field easier. Your Case IH dealer can show you how our equipment can make this season a winning one. Case IH, built by farmers.
Same thing and everything for your next project at Menards. From hitches to ratchet straps and everything in between, we've got all your hauling needs covered. Tow smarter with a Tow Smart ball mount trailer hitch. It's built with durable steel construction that resists rust and corrosion. On sale now through September 1st. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
College football season is Modelo season, and if you're listening to this right now, it's time for a reward. Reward your full-time fandom with an ice-cold Modelo. Modelo, brewed for full-time Badger fans. For the Rail Transport broadcast booth, 9:48 left in the first quarter. Wisconsin and Oregon, no score. The Badgers will be taking over from their 39-yard line. This defense off to a really good start here for the Badgers.
Well, a lot of times you're looking for kind of a spark, and you know, a lot of times it's quarterback. Mason Posa has given this group a little bit of a kick and a little start, and he is flying around. He's made, I don't know how many tackles already. He's doing it, and what you're seeing is you're setting yourself up with some third and five plus, and that's what you want to go hunt. And to have two sacks already with a team that doesn't give up a ton of pressures, that is boding well. And what I'm loving to see that internal pressure that gives your edge guys opportunities. Riger's taken advantage of it so far, so is Cheeks. And if we can continue to see that, now let's get a strike, let's force some turnovers along with it, but a great start for this Wisconsin defense.
Gideon Atuka, the redshirt freshman in it, running back for Wisconsin, double wide to the left, Hunter Simmons getting him organized up front. He'll duck under his center, Davis Heinzen. On first and 10, Simmons takes, hands off to Tuca, slants off the right side, across the 40-yard line, across the 45, and he is pulled down by the safety, Dylan Thieneman, the transfer from Purdue, but Tuca with a good burst. He gets 8 to the 47-yard line of Wisconsin.
Not great job by Malman. Just a zone play to the left. You got Brunner and Davis Heinzen kind of working on that down guy, and Malman gets up on that next level, and you gave Tuca a great run. He didn't have anything to read because it was blocked up so well. Tight end did a nice job. Big hole, big run.
Vinny Anthony wide to the right. Jaden Ballard to the left. Atuka the running back. Simmons remains under center for the 47 of Wisconsin. Second down and 2. Simmons pulls back. Little boot to the right. Rolling is Hunter. Rolling, looks, throws. Caught by Lance Mason, and he'll fall out of bounds at the 50-yard line. Falls to the turf inbounds, matter of fact. First down, Wisconsin, right at the 50.
This is what you're looking for. You want to continue to keep this Oregon front guessing. You have a lot of success with the run. You want to run a bootleg. You want to get guys out. You want to make those defensive ends, outside linebackers, have multiple things to read so they can't just crash down and make it. They're going to take a look at this because it did look a little juggly on that catch. Should have been an easy pitch and catch. They made it tougher. Hopefully, Mason was able to hold it.
Well, so again, that's where the Badgers were slow to get back to the line of scrimmage. And the first time I saw that replay on the video board, I thought, not sure if Mason really established control as he was hitting the turf and then sliding out of bounds. 8:38 left in the first quarter, no score.
And that's one of those things, you know, we talked about in the pregame about, you know, center and maybe being a little inexperienced. You have calls, and when stuff like this happens, you get right up to the line. You don't even really care what you run. You picked up the first down. You want to take it out of those hands. And a lot of times, if a wide receiver or a tight end come back and say, well, I don't know if they caught it, then you run it immediately, and we'll see. You know, hopefully he was able to secure it, but it was a little juggly from the look, and if he's juggling at all, his butt was out of bounds. It's going to be overturned.
Yeah, I have a feeling it will be. So right now, best case scenario is that it's upheld first and 10 at the 50. If it's overturned, it'll be third and 2 from the Badgers' 47-yard line.
It is an incomplete pass.
Yep.
The ball will be placed at the 47-yard line. It'll be third down and 2, Wisconsin.
So there's your scenario.
This is one of those things where when you're a struggling football team, that's an easy pitch and catch. And unfortunately, Simmons kind of threw it back. You made Mason reach back instead of it being easy. So is it a ball that he should catch? Absolutely. But it's all those little things, and you go from finding a rhythm, getting that first down, everybody takes a beat. Now you're stuck in a third and 2. Crowd's going to be loud, and you need to pick this up to keep some form of momentum going.
Badgers come into this game converting on third down just 35% of the time. One of the lower conversion percentages in all of Division I major college football. Jackson Aker motions, now lines up wing on the left, pistol formation, Atuka the running back. A third down and 2, Simmons gets it to Atuka off the left side. He'll fight for the first down and very close, needed the 49. And let's see, they're not signaling for it yet, very close.
Not a great spot there.
Fourth down. The offense will stay on the field. Looks like they're going to mark that a little bit short. I mean, a matter of maybe a foot at most. Fourth down. Wisconsin just shy of its 49-yard line. Badgers will go for it. They're 8 of 13 on fourth down this season. High formation. Aker the fullback. Atuka the tailback. Chris Brooks the receiver. Motions right to left. Simmons under center, and he can't handle the exchange from center. The ball is loose, and even if the Badgers recover, they're short of the first down. Well, it's one of those you could probably have just sneaked for it, but he pulled back too fast and never secured the ball, and the Badgers will turn it over on downs.
I was thinking the same thing. Just run the sneak. You're bringing, I think it was Aker came in motion, just do a little push-tush, do all that, and he pulled back out. He does a lot of things in the gun, and that's, you know, Badger fans, I know you've heard this. Everybody, just run the quarterback sneak. Well, you have to do that in practice. You have to get those reps, and that was a case where, unfortunately, the timing of it, and you want to push and you want to get that ball back out there quick, unable to keep it, and just a bad turnover on downs.
Yeah, a little collision there with the right guard, Colin Coverley, and that's where the ball came free. So Oregon takes over at the Wisconsin 47. First and 10, the freshman running back Jordan Davison is in there. And on first down, they have a reverse going, bending left. Malik Benson gets by one man, across the 45, and he gets covered up by Aaron Witt. Sprinting over there to make the play behind the line of scrimmage on the Oregon side of the 50. They'll mark at the 49 of the Ducks, and that's a loss of 4.
So Reiger doesn't make the play, but he didn't get the horse collar, which he reached, and he made him bubble, and that allowed Wisconsin a little more room to go make a play.
Little half line look here on second down. Moore to throw. Sidearm shot. Benson bobbles, gathers, knocked loose. Catalano, now they'll call it incomplete. Incomplete pass. Well, these Badger defenders are flying all over the field here in this first quarter.
Everywhere. Oregon tries a little half line. They got half of their offensive line over by the Badger bench, and they ended up running it. There's a guy unblocked coming at Moore. He ends up firing the ball off to a little flare out on the outside. Wisconsin really had that thing dialed up and very close to having a turnover there. I was able to get it out, and they called it incomplete, and now a third and 14.
Rain starting to pick up here. It is third down and 14. Ducks at their own 49, empty backfield. Three receivers right, two on the left. Snap to Moore. Badgers rush four. Moore pumps, throws, caught over the middle, and Austin Brown unloads on Gary Bryant at the 45 of Wisconsin, well short of the first down. It'll be a fourth down and 8 as the Wisconsin defense. Boy, they've been tested a couple of times. A surprise onside kick to begin the game. The Badgers turning it over on downs near midfield. And on both occasions, Wisconsin rises up. So James Ferguson Reynolds is on to punt again for Oregon. Jaden Ballard deep, standing inside the Wisconsin 10. Line of scrimmage, the Badgers 44. And penalty markers fly pre-snap. Coming up a little early, Oregon here, I believe.
Center winched his butt up, didn't snap it, and then half of their group moved, so it should be 5 on them.
Here comes the call.
Illegal snap. Kicking team,
whoa,
number 43. 5-yard penalty, fourth down.
Ref busted his finger there, firing that hand up, ran into an Oregon Duck. Oregon starting off a little sloppy. Wisconsin's defense is playing with its hair on fire. There is energy everywhere, and they've been put in a couple of really tough spots, and they have answered the bell in a big way in this first quarter.
Line of scrimmage is the 49 of Wisconsin. Fourth down and 12. Here's the snap. Little rugby roll to the right, and the kick is a line drive. It'll dribble inside the 15, inside the 10. This works perfectly, and Oregon will down it at the one-yard line. That is perfectly executed. So the Badgers will start at their own 1 when play resumes. Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams. And tonight's game also brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the Shamrocks apply. Visit ClearyBuilding.com. We'll step away from the rail transport broadcast booth. 6:20 left in the first quarter. Wisconsin nothing, Oregon nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, it's college football season, and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets, so you can be a part of all the action this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's go, Badgers! SeatGeek.
Whether you're cleaning up to host a backyard game day party or just powering through your fall projects, you can count on the performance of steel. From blowers to chainsaws, steel tools are built to go the distance. With legendary quality and real dealer support, you'll find the right tool and the right team for every job. Steel, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I love Minnesota.
This is Hero Gravel.
The lamps on Bluffs, incredible.
Minnesota is a cyclist's dream.
Where's the good part?
Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
That was a fun ride.
What a view!
There's hiking.
I love how pretty all the different colors are layered.
And then there's fall hiking in Minnesota.
That's gorgeous.
Minnesota is a hiker's paradise. Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
Wisconsin football brought to you in part by Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at join139.com. Scoreless here in Eugene, 6:20 left of the first quarter. Let's check in with our sideline reporter, Patrick Kerr.
It was interesting watching the Wisconsin offensive line come to the bench there after that last possession when they failed to convert on fourth down. And Casey Rabach, who is Badgered through and through, was the guy that was kind of getting on him of, take care of your business. We have to be a line that can pick up 1 or 2 yards. And he was the one that was really kind of into him about that. Not in a critical way, but of a motivation that they need an identity to be able to do that. On the other side, defensively, you can imagine that the results kind of have an impact on the bench, but this is the most animated and communicative I've seen Wisconsin's defense. When they're coming to the sidelines, guys are consistently talking to each other about what they're seeing, what they're doing. It seems really productive so far.
They're up against it right now, starting at their one-yard line. They'll have a backfield tandem of Jackson Aker and Gideon Atuka, and a single wide receiver to the left in Chris Brooks. Oregon has the Badgers back at their one-yard line after a perfectly executed punt. Simmons will duck under his center, Davis Heinzen. Lance Mason lines up in the backfield as well on first down. The give to Atuka, hit behind the line of scrimmage, and just getting it in back out of the end zone was Gideon Atuka. Tatum Tuioti screaming into the backfield, and the Badgers narrowly avoid the safety at second down.
Very fortunate. He's tackled his knees. He was able to keep his knees, looks like, off the ground and almost a reversal where you're diving in to score a touchdown on the other side. He ends up getting out, and I think they're going to probably take a look to see if his knees didn't hit the ground before, because this was very close to a safety.
I think it's going to be honest with you. I just saw the replay right now. They are going to take a look at it. You got to bring that bad boy all the way out, the ball here, all the way out beyond the goal line when you're coming out. When you're going in, just hit the tip of the goal line. You're coming out, you got to bring it all
that
the way through.
That doesn't make a ton of sense, does it?
Actually, it does if you think
does
about it.
It. Yeah, okay.
If you think about it.
I just don't want it to. So this is the part. Like, we're talking about where we're at defensively. I think you're going to be right, unfortunately.
Yeah. I hope I'm wrong. But
I do, too.
My fear is that, let's see.
Yep. This is the thing that you get worried about. Our defense is playing dynamite. 12 plays for Oregon, 3 yards.
Yeah.
3 TFLs, just completely dominating the game. And it's one thing when you ask your defense to do it once, then you ask them to do it twice. Eventually, it does start wearing on your group, and the offense has been unable to do what it's needed. That's why just that first down that we didn't get.
Here comes the call. Let's see. Fingers crossed.
After further review, the ruling on the field is upheld. Second down.
Let's go.
Just got it across. All right. Ooh. Just got it across.
I love it when you're wrong. It's good. I appreciate that. So give Atuka a ton of credit for fighting and scrapping, because he was dialed up and he was able to just keep his knees off the ground before he could get that ball outside of that end line, and that saves you 2 points. But you have to find a way here now to get some positive yardage, even if you can just give your punter a chance for a little bit of breathing room.
We go Brooks and Anthony, tight left. Shotgun formation now. Atuka to the left of the QB, Aker to the right. And now Anthony in motion to the right. Here's the give to Gideon Atuka up the middle across the 5-yard line and rolled to the turf at about the 7 or 8. That was Bryce Betcher, their outstanding linebacker, big-time baseball player as well in his time here at Oregon. They'll mark at about the 8-yard line of Wisconsin, 3rd down and 3.
The hard zone. Everybody goes to the right, and you bring Jackson Aker back across to chop the Oregon defender on the right side. He did just enough, and then you get Gideon Atuka going north and south. He is a load for people to bring down, and you picked up 6 or 7 yards, and here you have a manageable 3rd down.
Atuka to the right of Simmons. Vinny Anthony wide left, motions right, snap to Simmons, rolling right, rolling, stands at the goal line, still rolling, throws, caught by Anthony across the 15 and up to the 20-yard line. So the Badgers backed up just outside of their own end zone, and they end up converting, and they'll get a 1st and 10 at their own 20-yard line.
That was a confident throw by Simmons, because you're taught, don't throw the ball back across your body. You roll out, which you move the pocket, but you also take away half the football field. Vinny Anthony sees it and kind of set back, and I give Hunter Simmons credit. He fired it in there, and that is a critical 1st down that we just picked up.
Badgers come out, 3 receivers left, 1 on the right. Shotgun formation, Atuka to the left of Hunter Simmons. Snap to Simmons. He'll feed Atuka up the right hash marks, banging off defenders, and pops his way up to the 25-yard line. Yeah, he does. He will bring it to you, Gideon Atuka, and it's probably hard to get a strike zone on him. He's only 5'9", so when he gets starts to get a little head of steam going and stays low, he's a tough guy to bring to the ground.
They're very running incredibly physically, and we saw that. I know everybody kind of writes that off at the end of these games, especially last week with the game completely in not in doubt. But he ran hard, he's earned some opportunities, and he's getting him here early in this game.
Second and five for the Badgers from their own 25-yard line. 3.5 minutes left in a scoreless first quarter. Simmons will hand it to Atuka again over the left side of the line, and he will get a first down across the 30 to the 31-yard line. No Dylan Jones, no Darion Dupree. Cade Iacomelli got the start of the backfield. Atuka doing a little bit of work, and Gideon will come out now. First and 10 for the Badgers at their own 31.
Well, you said off that left side, they pulled right guard Cubberly to kind of go and kind of clean some stuff up. But Riley Malman, the left tackle, along with Joe Brunner, really good job of moving the down guy, getting up to that linebacker, really well executed, and good hard run by Atuka.
Iacomelli, the tailback now, play fake Simmons, back to throw, winds it up, fires left side, wants Anthony, overshot him, incomplete. Across midfield at the far side near the Oregon bench. Coverage from a really good corner, a freshman corner, Brandon Finney. Second and 10 for the Badgers at their 31.
Trying a little shot play there. You're having some success running the football, and you're doing some things, and the protection's good. It's a heck of a lot easier to pass protect on first and 10 than it is on third and 10. So that was you took a shot, you took an opportunity to get a big chunk play. Unfortunately, it didn't work out.
It's the way this wind is swirling. Patrick telling us a throw really into that wind on that last attempt from the 31 of Wisconsin, second down and 10. Simmons will hand off to Iacomelli, hits it off the right side, and Cade Iacomelli falling forward across the 35 up to the 37-yard line. Devin Jackson, a linebacker, in there to make the tackle. Good work on second down from Cade Iacomelli. It'll be a third down for the Badgers. They'll need four as they place it at the Wisconsin 37-yard line.
This drive, you're seeing some things to be pretty optimistic about here. Running some gap scheme. You're running some zone scheme. You're doing some different things. But the guys up front are covering people up, and you're getting guys up on that second level, and you're staying manageable on third down.
Ballard, Anthony, and Kekahuna trips to the left. Atuka back in at running back on third and four. Knee-high snap to Simmons, rolls to his left, throws to his left, and it is incomplete, intended for Kekahuna. Dylan Thieneman almost finding a way to come up with the interception, unable to do that. Kekahuna unable to gather, and it will be fourth down as Thieneman very nearly picked that off but could not control it, and the Badgers... Well, still, all things considered, this possession started at their own one. And they get it up to their 37, so some room to work here for the punter, Sean West.
There was a stretch we thought we gave up 2 points on that. And Wisconsin, when called upon, was able to pick up a couple of first downs, get it out, and you're given plenty of room for West to punt the football. All things all, not bad.
Snap a little wide, gathered by West. The kick is away as Gary Bryant will bobble, field it inside the 15, makes Hilton miss across the 15, then gets covered up. Jackson Aker, Daryl Peterson all storming down there. Bryant returns to the 18 of Oregon, 48 on the punt, 4 yards on the return as we'll take another break here at Autzen Stadium. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. From the rail transport broadcast booth, a minute 48 left in the first quarter. Wisconsin nothing, Oregon nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. Wisconsin football brought to you by Rail Transport for every mile of your truck driving career. Learn more at rail.jobs. 1:48 left in the first quarter. Wisconsin nothing, Oregon nothing. The Ducks back on offense at their 18-yard line. We'll see if the Badger defense can continue to do what it's been doing, because it has been lights out here in this first period.
Lights out, when you say that. Negative 14 yards rushing, 17 yards passing, one first down. TFLs, you could not be drawing up how Wisconsin, other than creating a turnover, which I'll take that right now if we can get one, because you feel like, and you're just going to, you see guys jawing a little bit, that confidence, you want your defense playing with a little swagger. And so far in this first quarter, Wisconsin's defense has been playing with a lot of swagger, and they backed it up.
On the edges, they got Michael Garner, Corey Walker, with their off-ball linebacker, Mason Posa, Cooper Catalano as well. JVR Suggs in there for the Badgers. First down and 10 for the Ducks at their own 18-yard line. Dante Moore will go under center. Davison is the running back. Snap to Moore. He'll hand it to make that Noah Whittington. He gets the handoff, works the right side, and gets maybe a yard. That's it. And this is the best rushing offense in the league, is ninth nationally in a quiet first quarter here so far. A gain of one, second down and nine for the Ducks. This is a team, though, that can score from anywhere on the field at any time. Three receivers left, one to the right. Moore back into the shotgun. Take a high snap, looks, throws to his right, and it goes through the hands of DeCorian Moore, incomplete. Emilio Agard, the redshirt freshman corner out of Philadelphia, over there in coverage, and it's third down and nine for the Ducks at their own 19-yard line.
Yeah, you talked about Simmons kind of throwing some rifle shots and balls sailing. There's a little wind, it's a little swirly. Moore has not looked very comfortable either. Ball slipping out of his hands. Keep putting pressure on it.
Third down, they actually mark it closer to the 18, so we'll call it third and 10 for the Ducks. Cooper Perry out slot to the left, freshman receiver. Receiver out wide to the right as well. Third down and 10, Ducks at their own 18-yard line. Moore back to throw, Badgers rush four. Moore with time, fires over the middle, and it is caught by Jeremiah McClellan, and he gets sent to the turf at the 38-yard line of Oregon. First and 10 as the Ducks convert on third down and 10.
This was the time they were able to just push our edge down. It was able to let Moore step up in the pocket, and that was a big-time throw.
The Oregon 38-yard line, first and 10, and
we needed a timeout, yep. Substitution-wise.
Yep, timeout Wisconsin. First time out of the half taken by Luke Fickle. 49 seconds left in this opening quarter. We'll keep it here. Oregon nothing, Wisconsin nothing.
That was such a big play right there, because you feel like you really had Oregon on its heels, and you've done such a great job. You work so hard to get into those third and 10 plus, and that's where you really can go hunt. You can go hunt ducks, and we've been so good in this first quarter. This is the first time that they were able to give him a clean pocket and allow their wide receivers to do their thing. If we're going to give him 3-4 seconds in the pocket to step up and see it cleanly, that's what they're looking for. We had not allowed them to do that up until that conversion, and now you just hope, all right, reset, timeout, reboot here, and get a stop.
Oregon, one of the better teams converting on third down coming into this game, fifth best in the conference, top 20 nationally. First and 10 now, Oregon, from its own 38. Covington, the running back, three receivers left, including McClellan, who will motion to the formation. Pistol look and the handoff into the line, and Darrell Peterson is there to send Whittington down. Another tackle for loss. This is a minus two. Second down and 12 for the Ducks at their 36-yard line.
He was not going to let that tight end cut him off. He continues every week, I feel like I'm saying, he's gotten in the backfield and he's done one or two big plays. That time, beat the tight end across his face and wrapped him up for a two-yard loss.
Three receivers left, one on the right. 20 seconds left of the first quarter. Moore takes a snap, a little pressure up the middle. Pass deflected by Posa. Incomplete. Mesa Posa just darting right up the middle into the direction of Dante Moore. And Posa gets his hand on the pass. It is now third and 12 for Oregon at its own 36-yard line.
Oh, I can't tell you how important him tipping that pass was. You're bringing a blitz. Obviously, Posa is coming hard at the quarterback. And if he doesn't tip that pass, Oregon has a middle screen set up in a really nice way. Their three interior linemen had a convoy going. Fortunately, great job by Posa getting that ball tipped up.
Three receivers right, one on the left. Third down and 12 for the Ducks, their own 36-yard line. Moore back to throw, looking, pockets tight, spins to his left, buys time, fires left side, high pass, incomplete. Wanted to Corey and Moore. Austin Brown in coverage at the 50-yard line of the near side. And it's fourth down and 12, Oregon, with 8 seconds left in the first quarter. Again, this Badger defense just bringing it.
Oh, I was a little nervous, and they made that conversion because once you just, as an offense, if you can get that first down, all of a sudden things start coming easier. Wisconsin makes a TFL, gets them in an uncomfortable spot, tips a pass. You get into that third and 12, and you found a way to get off the field. Great quarter of football here from Wisconsin's defense.
James Ferguson Reynolds punting into this swirling wind. Penalty markers fly in pre-snap. And this is going to be another penalty against Oregon's punt
full
team.
Full start, kicking team, number zero. 5-yard penalty, fourth down.
Is there any Grateful Dead songs with haze in them? Because it feels Wisconsin is not in a haze. Oregon a little hazy, and Wisconsin's defense and special teams, obviously outside of the onside kick, really done a nice job in this first quarter.
I'm thinking more Jimi Hendrix probably for that.
Is that
what it is?
A
little purple haze, okay. You know?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Again, I need tutorials on the Grateful Dead.
Line of scrimmage, the Oregon 31-yard line. Jaden Ballard deep for Wisconsin, standing at the Badgers 33. It's the snap, pressure light, kick is away. Ballard signals for the fair catch. He'll make it at about the 22-yard line in Wisconsin territory with 2 seconds left in this first quarter. No score, a 45-yard punt from James Ferguson Reynolds. Game with a lot of possessions here in this first quarter.
A lot of three and outs.
Not a lot of yards.
No, it is not. And this is, if you asked Luke Fickell prior to the game, is this the kind of game you want to get in, it'd be 100% yes. Now, obviously, you'd like to see your offense do a little bit more, but the way you're playing defensively and finding ways to get off the field and being as disruptive as you've been, you have to be very happy with this first quarter.
Well, the 23-yard line of Wisconsin, first and 10. Single back is Cade Iacomelli. Simmons will work under center. This will be the final play of the first quarter. Now Simmons backs up into the shotgun. Takes the snap, wants to throw, stands at the 15. Fires left side, high pass incomplete. One of his tight end, Grant Steck. And that's how the first quarter will end. Well, if we'd have told you the Badgers will have doubled up Oregon in total yards in the first quarter, you'd say, really? Well, they did. Not a lot of yards. 46 for the Badgers, 21 for the Ducks. Defensive clinic being put on by Wisconsin's defense in this first quarter of play, which has come to an end. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.com. From the Rail Transport broadcast booth, one quarter in the books. Wisconsin nothing, Oregon nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Mark Tosha here, former UW Badger and Green Bay Packer, and I am a big fan of Wisconsin-owned and operated companies like Jones Dairy Farm. Jones is the only bacon producer that takes the time to dry age their bacon for a flavor so rich and distinctive, you have to try it to believe it. And their all-natural sausage is made with just a few simple ingredients and a savory in-house spice blend that's made it a favorite for over 136 years. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
Kohl's lowest prices of the season are here, and they're so good. You're going to wish you had enough hands for a second cart. Save on cozy tees for women, comfy jeans for boys, refreshed essentials for your home, and so much more. Because when prices are this low, self-control is overrated. Shop Kohl's lowest prices of the season and stock up now. Select styles. Offer ends October 26th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
About ready to get the second quarter underway at Autzen Stadium in Eugene, Oregon. We're scoreless at the end of one quarter. Little scoreboard update. I'm Mike Heller. Michigan and Michigan State playing right now in East Lansing. 3-0 Wolverines, 25th ranked in the country. 10 minutes to play in the first. Earlier today, Washington beat 23rd ranked Illinois up the coast here, 42-25. Nebraska beat Northwestern 28-21. Rutgers over Purdue in West Lafayette, 27-24. And Iowa routed Minnesota 41-3. Number two ranked Indiana, 56-6 over UCLA. Fernando Mendoza, three touchdowns in the air, one on the ground in that one. Matt?
Yeah, they are the real deal. They're definitely not a one-year wonder, that Indiana program. Badgers will be down in Bloomington in a few weeks. Kohl's has the back-to-school styles that'll spoil them at prices that'll spoil you, from jeans and tees to sneakers and